This is Jenny Garth from 90210 OMG. Let's be honest. The 90s gave us some great things. The music, totally rad. The fashion, so fly. Home decor, that's a different story. In HGTV's new competition series, Totally 90s House, two teams of iconic TV stars take on two homes frozen in time. Paired with HGTV experts, they'll turn dated spaces into fresh, modern homes and compete for the ultimate bragging rights. Goodbye, honeyoak cabinets. Hello, 21st century style. Totally 90s House special series premiere starts August 26th at 9, 8 Central on HGTV.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casinos, the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social.
As this administration falls apart at the seams, we see Kristi Noem out, we see Pam Bondi out. The question becomes, who is next? And Stephen Miller has gotten this administration into quite a bit of trouble. And it's interesting because we know from reporting that Stephen Miller is very, very calculated and good at sucking up to Donald Trump. It's part of the reason he controls clearly so much policy in this White House and is very good at telling Trump what to do. It's like literally real life. He's a real life supervillain, real life Voldemort. The thing is, from a PR perspective, it's not going well right now, especially on the immigration front, Stephen Miller, and how he's handled a lot of this stuff. So a lot of the calls now are, who needs to be out next as this administration falls apart? Is it Stephen Miller? I want to talk about all this. Before we do, though, really quickly, my name is Chris Mowry. I do a daily episode here on the Adam Mockler Channel. If you enjoy the type of content that, the way that I do things here on the Adam Mockler Channel, I mean a lot if you check out my YouTube channel right down below. And make sure you're subscribed here on the Adam Mockler Channel. We're trying to build this big, Gen Z kind of movement to push back against a lot of the right wing narratives we hear. So it'd mean a lot if you hit like and subscribe and stay tuned here on the Adam Mockler Channel. All right, let's hop right into this. Who remembers this from early in the administration?
One of those producers at 60 Minutes engaged in this revolt, fire them. Clean house, fire them. That's what I say, Charlie.
I mean, he's literally, this is genuinely how freedom of press dies. And we've seen this administration, obviously, this is the largest expansion of executive authority I'd argue we've ever seen in American history. And now you have people like Stephen Miller, the Homeland Security Advisor, going on national TV and saying, if there is negative stories about us, if 60 Minutes is posting at the time this CECOT ordeal that ended up getting pulled last minute, just fire them. Just fire the people. The government should never have a role in actively saying things like that, especially directly to places like 60 Minutes. And it's not just words anymore. We're seeing the executive orders go out. We're seeing the administration target people who they disagree politically. This was right before Pam Bondi was fired at this Memphis, Tennessee event, which I've covered a few times on this channel. I always find it strange before we start super off topic, but what is up with the boxes right here? Whose job was this? I feel like for the president of the United States to be giving a press conference, why there's like a bunch of trash in front of him or boxes is kind of, it's kind of just very bizarre to me. I feel like it's very random, but regardless, take a listen.
I think the unsung hero in all of this is Stephen Miller. Stephen is the architect of making all of these plans work. Stephen, thank you. Thank you. And just two, there.
The unsung hero making all these plans work. I mean, it's very clear that Stephen Miller plays a key role in this administration and guides so much policy. And here's the thing. I actually want to play this video right here of the ICE director, Todd Loyns, talking about Renee Good and Alex Pretty, because this is where it really starts to fall apart for Stephen Miller. This issue right here, two Americans, plainly assassinated by ICE agents. Those ICE agents not investigated at all and essentially completely shielded from any type of repercussions. And this is where the poll numbers, I hate talking about human lives with poll numbers, but the poll numbers really start to collapse and the administration has to really take a harder look at what they're doing immigration-wise because it's killing their poll numbers. Before I play this video, though, the person in the video is Todd Loins. We just learned about Stephen Miller that Todd Loins, the acting ICE head, was hospitalized twice over stress, quote, visibly upset and struggling. And that stress was in large part or was due to Stephen Miller and how Stephen Miller actually treated Todd Loins. Before I give you another piece of that article or show it to you, let me play this video really quick of Todd Loins talking about Renee Good and Alex Preti.
Mr. Loins, were Renee Good and Alex Preti domestic terrorists?
Ma'am, while that investigation's ongoing, to my knowledge, no.
So to your knowledge,
With the information, I can't speak to it because it's an ongoing investigation and we will make everything transparent, which I've already committed to at the last hearing. But
so in your testimony on Tuesday, you said that you don't want to comment on these ongoing investigations because you don't want to, quote, impede or, quote, bias the investigation. Is that what you said? Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
So Secretary Noem and Stephen Miller have called Renee Good and Alex Preti domestic terrorists. So did Secretary Noem and Stephen Miller's comments impede or bias the investigations?
Ma'am, I don't want to comment on what comments they made. That's their comments. But again, I don't want to put my finger on the scales of the investigation.
I understand you don't speak for them, and I'm not asking you to. I'm asking whether having the Secretary of Homeland Security and the President's Homeland Security Advisor call the subjects of an ongoing investigation domestic terrorists, whether they're doing that impedes or biases those investigations.
Ma'am, you know, again, thank you for saying that I don't represent them. I just think I can't speak
to
that.
But you don't speak for them.
Because I don't know what information was presented to them at that time. So I don't want to.
Look, your testimony doesn't make any sense. If it would impede or bias the investigations for you to say right now, when you know a lot more than we did right after the shootings, whether Renee Good or Alex Preti were domestic terrorists, if you saying that today would impede or bias the investigations, then why wouldn't it impede or bias the investigations for Secretary Noem and Stephen Miller to say the same thing about the same people?
Exactly. And that was so well done. You can see the stress on Todd Loins' face here. Obviously, you cannot go against the people in the administration. You can't go against Kristi Noem or against Stephen Miller or against, frankly, you know, going against those two, Donald J. Trump, you will be out of a job. And it's partly why, again, we see this article, the enormous amount of stress. So this is what we learned about his hospital visits, Todd Loins. Quote, in a separate incident in Los Angeles over the summer, Loins became so distressed when ICE agents couldn't locate a migrant on their target list after a ride along with top administration officials that one of his bodyguards took a portable defibrillator from a nearby government office to Loins in case he needed medical intervention, according to one current and one former official. During these episodes, the current and former officials said they saw Loins break out into a full sweat with his face turning deep red. They also attributed the source of the pressure to ramp up deportations to the White House and top advisor Stephen Miller, who yelled at Loins during morning phone calls with administration officials, according to four people who were on the calls. Other officials disputed that Miller yelled at Loins, with one saying the deputy chief of staff was merely, quote, passionate. That's essentially admitting that he was screaming and yelling at Loins. But this first paragraph is truly stunning. To be under that much pressure and that much stress. And again, who is that coming from? It's coming from Stephen Miller.
One of your points of contention with Secretary Noem was her handling of the aftermath of those fatal ICE shootings of two American citizens, specifically how she jumped to conclusions before their deaths had been investigated, calling them domestic terrorists. I do want to play for you how Senator Mullen reacted just hours after Alex Preti was shot and killed.
A deranged individual that came in to cause max damage with a loaded pistol with an extra mag that was completely loaded was shot and killed. How much more does this got to go on before the Democrat leaders there take responsibility for their words?
So obviously there's no evidence that Alex Preti was deranged or that he came to cause maximum damage with the loaded pistol he had a license to carry or that any Democratic leader was responsible for this tragedy. Does that give you any pause?
It gives me pause that you had people like Stephen Miller calling the shots that actually I believe that maybe Kristi Noem acted on. It was Stephen Miller that was talking about a terrorist brandishing a gun. It was Stephen Miller who said it was the position of the United States that we should go after Greenland. It's Stephen Miller that's been repeatedly responsible for embarrassments for the president of the United States by acting too quickly, speaking first and thinking later. I think if Mark Wayne... I don't think Mark Wayne goes to the podium and repeats something that Stephen Miller says. I think Stephen Miller's demonstrated he, too, is out of his depth. And I think Mark Wayne will learn from that.
Do you think Stephen Miller should go?
Oh, of course I do. I think Stephen Miller is one of the. Not only does Stephen really want to just paint a picture, he's not worried about substance, more worried about form. But I also think that he has an outsized influence over the operations of the cabinet. And I believe we've got qualified cabinet members there that sometimes are doing less than what they want to because of his direction and his outsized influence. He's a big problem in this administration. He has been from the beginning. But Noem is a Senate-confirmed cabinet member. She should have been independent. I believe that Mark Wayne will be independent. I believe that Mark Wayne will be driven by data. He'll leverage law enforcement resources, expertise, people like Tom Holman to get things right. And if he doesn't, we'd hold him accountable. But I have a lot of confidence in my friend, and I'm looking forward to him getting this department under control so that Republicans can seize an issue that helped us get elected. Strong on the border, strong on deportation, strong on the rule of law.
Of course, I think Stephen Miller should go, Senator Tom Tillis. And that's the thing, is Stephen Miller, this is an article from the Daily Beast, titled Stephen Miller Retreats in Humiliation After Deadly Misstep. But if we scroll down here, Stephen Miller, the architect of Donald Trump's most severe immigration policies, has seemingly been hiding from the American public. Miller, a longtime Trump advisor who serves, obviously, as Deputy Chief of Staff for Policy and Homeland Security Advisor, has avoided public appearances, the New York Times reported, in the wake of a disastrous immigration crackdown that culminated in the deaths of two American citizens in Minnesota, Alex Pretty and Renee Good, both 37 at the hands of federal agents. A Times analysis found that Miller appeared on Fox News, the president's favorite network, once every 4 days since Trump returned to the White House. But in the wake of Pretty's January 4th death, Miller appeared on the network only twice in February. Despite a national outcry over policies he has helped craft and polling in recent months ranking him amongst the most loathed political figures in the United States, Miller still provides over shaping new zero-tolerance immigration policies, just not as publicly, this article being written yesterday by the Daily Beast. So again, this is clearly, Stephen Miller is very calculated, an incredibly calculated person. And so I wonder how much pressure he's feeling right now, especially as we've seen other cabinet members get ousted. If we read one more thing here, quote, Stephen is a trusted and deeply loyal advisor to President Trump and has been critical to the realization of the president's first historic year in office, Caroline Levitt said in a statement to the Times. Stephen has demonstrated great effectiveness and exceptional capability in every one of the president's policies policy initiatives. The Daily Beast has reached out to the White House for comment. And one more here. Miller has ousted other key players at the Department of Homeland Security, including ousted former Secretary Kristi Noem, who was replaced last month by Senator Mark Wayne Mullen. Also pushed out were her alleged lover, Corey Lewandowski, and Border Patrol Commander-at-Large Gregory Bovino, excuse me, so we will see what happens. I think regardless, this administration is in complete and total turmoil, obviously. And the guy leading it is, I mean, in complete and total cognitive decline. There is no question he is more unhinged and more unwell. More unwell, does that make sense? Than ever. This was a clip from today, Easter, at the Easter event at the White House. He's talking to children in this clip.
I would use the auto pen. He'd have an auto pen following Joe Biden. He didn't sign. He was incapable of signing his name. So they'd follow him around with this big machine, you know what it was called? An auto pen. And he'd have the auto pen sign for him. He'd take the paper, hand it to his guys, they'd sign it with an auto pen, give it back. Not too good, right? Better to sign.
Hello, Trump. I signed.
Okay, that's the fake news.
I made,
I mean, this, my God, I just don't even know what to say. It's literal insanity. This is so, imagine showing this to someone in like 2015, being like, this is what you're in for. This is Donald J. Trump talking to children on Easter in 2026. Unbelievable. Listen, let me know what you think of all this in the comments down below. I really appreciate you watching this video. Once again, my name is Chris Mowry. I do a daily episode here, so make sure you hit subscribe down below to stay up to date with the Adam Ockler channel and check out my YouTube channel down below. I appreciate each and every one of you. You guys are the best, and I will see you in the next video.
This is Amy Brown from Feeling Things with Amy and Kat. Back to school season always feels like a fresh start, not just for kids, but for all of us. It's a great reminder to create new routines and find meaningful ways to connect with our family, friends, and community. Hasbro games make it easy to gather around the table. Put the screens away, share some laughs, and create joyful memories together. Whether it's Monopoly, Connect Four, Guess Who, or another family favorite, there's something for everyone. You can find these and other Hasbro favorites at your local Walmart, walmart.com, or simply tap the link in today's show notes to bring more play into your week.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily, and the best part, guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.